I'm going to share something about this water here with you. All ready? Here we go. You ready? Here we go. This is from Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. It's the last book of the Bible. Revelation 4, verse 8. Listen closely. Here it is. Are you ready? Okay. I gotta get in the right verse. I'm in the wrong section. Hold on. Here it is. Can you help me find it? Right here, right. Revelation 4, verse 8, right there. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
That does
sound wild, doesn't it? To hear about angels that have eyes all over their body and under their wings even. And they had how many wings? Six wings.
Both sides.
They had, yep, a set, one set, another set, and another set.
The wrong side.
They flew with two, and like we hear in Isaiah in the Old Testament, they covered their eyes. And the other ones, with their other wings, they covered their feet, and they flew with one set of wings. Isn't that amazing? God made these angels to serve him and to praise him. But we're talking about this one word, holy. I have right here look at this. It says, purified drinking water. You know what that means?
No.
That means it's pure, well, pretty much drinking water. It means you can drink it and there's nothing else in it except for water and maybe some minerals and things like that. But it's good to drink. Are you thirsty when you see this? It'd be fun to drink it, wouldn't it? But wait a second. This reminds me of what God's like. He's pure. That's what the word holy means. He's perfectly pure. He's always pure. There's no contamination in him, nothing at all. God is holy. He is awesome. He's wonderful. And you know, he is perfectly clean. He's never sinned. That's what God is. He is holy. He's pure. So we're going to put that like this. But wait a second. We'll put that right there. And then I think about this. When we think about ourselves, God is holy, but we aren't holy. We're different from God, right? God created us, right? Yes, say everybody say yes. God created us. And we were made sinless, but then Adam and Eve sinned, and they chose to disobey God, and then they ended up becoming no longer pure. They were... Well, I don't know what would have happened. We are impure, that's right. So, this reminds me of us.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
What is that? I'm going to let you figure it out. I want you just to smell it.
I am not going
to
drink
smell.
It.
You know what's going to... You don't even know what it is yet.
I don't smell it.
What if it's sugar?
No, I don't...
Ew.
Backing away, my goodness. Oh, want to smell it? No, who wants to smell it? Someone's got to smell it. Come here. You're the oldest one. Come here.
Come here, Lucy. Smell it.
You want to smell it? Don't
no,
drink
I
it.
Smell it.
What's it smell like?
I want to smell it.
Don't drink. Just smell. You want to smell? Take a smell. Come here. Get close. What's it smell like? You know what it is?
Rotten fish.
Rotten fish? Nope.
What?
It's a something. No. This is actually, I was told, recycled feed this morning. It's recycled feed. In other words, it comes from the back end of a cow.
Oh.
Yep. That's what's inside of here. It's only just a little bit, though. It's like a tablespoon. It's not much. I shoved it in there, you know. So nobody wants a drink?
No.
Okay. I'll put that over there. You know what's interesting? Is the way that you're backing away from me, for far away, that's what happens with us regarding God. When we see the holiness of God, we back away because we are full of sin. And God wants us to be close to him, but when we're like this, we have to become purified We have to be made clean. And how does that happen? Anybody know? How do we get made clean?
By God.
By God. He is the one who has to do it. He is the one. He is the one who can take us and clean us up. He's staying on the word, God. We can open this and drink from it. But you know what? We're going to wait until after worship when I have some cups. This one we should throw away. This is icky. But you know what? This is what we look like to God if we don't know Jesus. We look like this to God, and it's offensive to him, and we cannot come in his presence. Only because of the love of Jesus can we come into his presence, because if we trust that he's forgiven us our sins, if we trust that he's our Savior, then we can come into his presence. We look, yeah, but this is the way God is, and he calls us to be like him. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, God, so much for you being holy and you calling us to be holy. Thank you, God, that you're so different from us, but you call us to be like you. Thank you for Jesus and for the forgiveness of sins he gives us so we can be made pure and be with you one day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up.